Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. New Jersey gubernatorial candidate Mikey Sherrill now accusing both Republican Jack Cittarelli and the Trump administration of weaponizing and distributing illegally disclosed records. What is that about? Well, the National Archives says it mistakenly released most of Sherrill's military records, including personal data, to Cittarelli. As part of that, it was revealed that Sherrill was barred from walking as part of the procession when she graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy 30 years ago because she did not report classmates allegedly involved in a cheating scandal. Sherrill did graduate. She went on to serve as a Navy helicopter pilot. Well, now, Democratic members of the New Jersey congressional delegation have called on the chairman of the U.S. House Armed Services, Oversight, and Veterans Affairs Committees to investigate the release of the records. No decision yet, but the judge in the Sean Combs case says he will rule very shortly on a request from Diddy's lawyers to toss the two prostitution charges for which he was convicted.
He was not dressed in his usual civilian clothes, courtroom outfit, V-neck sweater, collared shirt, and casual pants. Instead, Sean Diddy Combs arrived for the hearing in prison-issue khakis, but he smiled widely, greeting rows of family members and friends. During the proceeding, a week before his scheduled sentencing, Diddy's lawyers argued to overturn the prostitution convictions, describing Diddy's actions during the freak-offs as commercial voyeurism, as he watched or recorded but did not participate. But prosecutors say Combs paid to have escorts cross state lines to have sex with his girlfriends. At the end of the hearing, Diddy spoke across the aisle to his supporters, telling them, "Stay strong. I'm proud of all of you, and it's up to the grace of God." Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The New York City Department of Investigation now saying that a city correction officer inadvertently violated New York City's sanctuary city law. This was an officer assigned to a federal violent gang task force who apparently wasn't aware that the information would be used for civil immigration enforcement. In this case, it was info on two people who were apparently in the country illegally. DOI Commissioner Jocelyn Strauber.
Given the environment we're in and the existence of the sanctuary city laws, it is more important than ever that when folks are working together, local officials and federal officials, the local officials really understand what it is they're being asked to do.
Well, their report makes recommendations for better training, something they note the DOC has started to implement. 1010 Winds has reached out to the Department of Correction for comment and is awaiting a response. A woman from Staten Island is part of a mission along with activist Greta Thunberg to bring aid to Gaza. This is the Global Samud Flotilla, with Leila Hagazi taking to social media to say their vessels were targeted by Israel.
There were about 15 drones over our boat, the Alma. We were not struck, but we did witness the other boats being struck, and it was pretty scary, honestly, kind of huddling in the dark, not knowing which boat would be struck next.
She described Greta Thunberg as very chill. Also on the mission, Nelson Mandela's grandson, who she says is a reminder that she is in the right place. It was something like out of National Geographic in Forest Park, Queens yesterday. Or maybe, Glenn Shuck, I should say it was like a superhero movie, because I know the rescuer we spoke to is definitely like a superhero.
And I have to be honest, in a full disclosure, I do not like snakes at all. So this is, even talking about the story is a little bit rough for me. But this was a 4-foot python in the middle of Woodhaven Boulevard. I don't know if I would have stopped, but this rescuer did from the group Puppy Kitty. The rescuer named Kevin, he saw it and somehow captured it. We caught up with his boss, Megan LeCarrie. She runs the organization.
One of my staff members called me and was like, there's a big snake in the street. And I was like, how big? You know, I was just like, are you sure? You know, it was just kind of unbelievable. And I was like, are you sure it's not a native snake? And she was like, Megan, trust me, like, this is not normal. I've never seen a snake in New York. I lived here my whole life.
And apparently there are two other pythons that slithered their way back into the park, so don't ask me to go looking for them this morning. Somebody's going to go look. Now, LeCarrie believes the snakes were likely dumped by someone who is illegally holding these. You're not allowed to have an exotic pet like this in the city. Probably couldn't handle them anymore, so dumped them. But again, the search for the other two pythons continues in Forest Park later this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Staying safe here in my car in Queens.
8 pet stores in North Jersey are now looking at fines. That is for violating the Pet Purchase Protection Act, which requires stores to provide prospective buyers with the information they need to ensure the animal was bred and maintained under healthy conditions. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says during unannounced inspections, they flagged more than half a dozen stores who were not doing that. These were in Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Middlesex, Somerset, and Union counties, where, among other things, they were cited for failing to maintain vaccination and other medical records and information about the breeders. The total amount of fines is $70,000. New York City lawmakers sign off on a housing project in the Bronx that Mayor Adams, once a fan, now opposes. This is for Just Home, a plan for 82 new apartments. Council Speaker Adrian Adams.
The council plans to approve a 99-year sublease of an existing 6-story building on the Jacoby campus to facilitate the development of a joint H&H and Fortune Society proposal to provide supportive housing for New Yorkers exiting the justice system with chronic and complex medical needs who would otherwise experience homelessness.
NYC Health and Hospitals approved the project last year, but then earlier this month, they sent written testimony for a September 18th hearing that said they wanted to move the project to a different location and postpone the vote. A possible case of a rare virus being reported on Long Island. Like West Nile, this is also carried by mosquitoes. It's called chikungunya, and state health officials are looking into whether somebody in Nassau County had it. The virus causes debilitating joint pain and fever. The New York Times says the patient is a 60-year-old woman in the town of Hempstead. What is not yet known is whether she was bit by the mosquito here or was infected abroad. For the very first time, New York City is ponying up money to help with the homeless pet crisis by paying specifically for spay and neuter services. This is a $500,000 pilot program spearheaded by Councilman Justin Brannon.
I've long believed that the city of New York is exploiting the compassion of animal lovers, right? You know, basically, you've got folks who are reaching into their pockets and spending their last dime on veterinary care or of taking care of their local feral cat colony, and that should not be their responsibility.
The move comes after multiple rescue organizations testified earlier this year at a city council hearing. This grant is going to Flatbush Cats, which operates the nonprofit Flatbush Vets, and will aid with trap-neuter return, which is the humane process by which feral, unsocialized cats are sterilized so they can stop making more cats.
They're one of the few organizations that have the capacity to do these surgeries, and they're dedicated to ending the overcrowded animal shelters by making veterinary care accessible and affordable for more New Yorkers.
On Instagram, Flatbush Cats head Wills Weigert notes that their clinic also serves the public.
Every pet deserves to see a vet. But right now, more than half of New Yorkers cannot afford a basic visit. This funding is a crucial first step towards making pet ownership more affordable and accessible for more New Yorkers.
Learn more at flatbushvet.org. Looks like the transgender athlete ban in Nassau County may not hold. At a hearing yesterday, the judges at the state Supreme Court's appellate division in Brooklyn expressed concern about it, with one judge even calling it, quote, a slam dunk violation of state human rights law. Another judge noted there may be privacy violations, that people might have no choice but to prove their gender of birth in order to participate at county facilities. The Brooklyn panel is hearing the case after a Nassau State Supreme Court judge denied a request by the New York Civil Liberties Union to temporarily block the law.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.